Hey, everybody. Welcome into this week's edition of Trail Tidbits of AlQuest.com mini podcast. In terms of recruiting, I'm Eric Kane. That is Matt Ray. A lot going on right now with Tennessee football as we hit the bye week 4-0, number 5 in the country. And a lot of things are going well for the Volunteers the first third of the way through the season. Now, recruiting is about to hit an uptick considerably with some home games coming up on the schedule, so we're going to get into that. Matt Ray had a chance to catch up with some Tennessee targets and commits to discuss the 4-0 start. We'll discuss that. A defensive line decommitment from Clemson that Tennessee's got some interest in. But first, I want to start with the rumors and the latest, Matt Ray, with Tennessee offensive line commit Douglas Utu. Is it a matter of when, if not if, or kind of where are we with the impending decommitment for the Tennessee offensive lineman?
At this point, at the time of this recording, and you know, you never say never in these types of recruitments, but yeah, it continues to feel like things are trending between Oregon and Doug Utu. You know, really starting back a couple of weeks ago, Doug Utu watched LSU and USC in Allegiant Stadium there in Las Vegas. You don't really think much about that because, you know, obviously he plays at Bishop Gorman, living in Las Vegas, easy to go make that trip over there. Then a couple weeks later, maybe a week or so later, Doug Utu and Bishop Gorman travel out to Los Angeles and they play Modern Day. They stay in the area. They go over and they take in the game at USC. So a couple of weeks there, Doug Utu sees USC to start this season. You know, as Austin Price and I dug around into this, didn't really seem like USC was a major threat. You know, Doug Utu continued to have good dialogue with Tennessee. You know, Tennessee knew they were going to have to recruit Doug Utu until the finish line. He's a really high-rated offensive lineman for a reason and won the Vols covet. You know, no doubt that Oregon's been pushing this one for a while, and they've done a really nice job with Doug Utu. You know, heading into the weekend on Friday, you know, from the sounds of it, from some people that I've spoken with, Doug Utu and Oregon's camp just continued to have more dialogue, really good conversation, and that's when things kind of started to trend in that direction toward Oregon. You know, I think Doug Utu, you know, sees a path to playing right tackle at Oregon. You know, out there in the Big Ten, where maybe not so much of that in the SEC at a school like Tennessee, we'll see. I mean, I think the Vols think Doug Utu is a very versatile lineman, and they're not just going to let him ride off into the night. Obviously, but as we're at the time of this recording, it does feel like things continue to trend between Oregon and Doug Utu.
I know you'll kind of get into what's coming up next over the next couple of weeks for Tennessee, so I don't want to steal your thunder if you're going to go in that direction later on. But if he is to flip, where does Tennessee go from here in terms of prep or just make it a portal priority?
Yeah, I think, you know, it kind of just depends. We'll see if somebody pops up, you know, that they like this fall. Obviously, they'll, you know, scour those ranks and look back through guys and see what guys are doing during their senior season. We'll see if somebody reaches out. I mean, Tennessee's off to a 4-0 start, and it certainly happened on the defensive side of the football. Some guys have reached out, you know, very possible on the offensive side of the football. If that doesn't happen, then, yeah, I think it's portal for Tennessee if they do lose Doug Utu.
All right, so you're looking at an offensive line potential flipping away from Tennessee. Tennessee's still looking for a defensive lineman to kind of solidify this class of 2025, a top 10 class. And we've mentioned, a couple of different names over the last couple of weeks. One here that we've been mentioning the last couple of days is Isaiah Campbell, decommitted from Clemson. What can you tell us about the latest with Isaiah Campbell in Tennessee in terms of kind of what's going on there in the courting process?
Yeah, so Isaiah Campbell, you know, expected to be in Tennessee the weekend of October 19th on an official visit during that Alabama game weekend. Won't be his first time to Knoxville, won't be his first time for a game day. He was here last fall. When he got out here last fall, he was a guy that Tennessee just loved physically, loved the tools, loves what he can do. He's a really, really highly productive disruptor along multiple techniques there across the defensive line at Durham in North Carolina. But, you know, a guy that Rodney Garner, LaVorne Harbin, they've never quit recruiting. You know, there's guys like that every cycle, and you're just not going to quit recruiting them. Isaiah Campbell has, you know, kept dialogue open with Tennessee for some time. Everybody knows the Clemson visit policy, and if you're committed to Clemson, you're not able to take those visits. Yeah, it's felt like at some different times that Isaiah Campbell wanted to take some visits. Earlier in the year, Tennessee thought they had a chance to get him back down here then. As the season started to unfold here, you know, Isaiah Campbell has reopened things, and I think that's a good sign for Tennessee. North Carolina is a school that's in this. Notre Dame and Florida State are both schools that are going to try. You know, we'll see what other schools look to try on this one. I mean, again, when a defensive lineman of this caliber comes onto the market at this time of the year, you never know who's going to jump in the fray, right? But, you know, for Isaiah Campbell, I think Tennessee makes a lot of sense. There's a good relationship there. He fits very well into what the Vols do up front. And then, you know, just overall, what Tennessee has done as a defensive line to start this season has caught the attention of Isaiah Campbell's, has caught the attention of 2026's, has caught the attention of really everybody, Eric.
I just think it's hilarious going back to, of course, you know, if you're a commit for Clemson, like in theory, the whole no visa policy is good. But I mean, this is 2024. I mean, it's not possible, right? I mean, you can't have that hold on some of the kids who have more power. It's player empowerment now more than ever. You know, it's why you're seeing Clemson, which I still think is a very solid program, but it's being passed over. It's no longer a power in college football right now. And I think a lot of that is because Dabo doesn't know how to recruit and has the silly no transfer portal policy and all that type of stuff. But yeah, that's a conversation for another day. So yeah. Tennessee's on Isaiah Campbell. Of course, Tennessee's watching out for Douglas Utu. Tennessee's going to be, you know, off this week on the road at Arkansas, but then things are going to be heating up, man. You got what, four straight home games, big home games, right? Florida, yeah. Alabama, Kentucky, Mississippi State over that, you know, month stretch or whatever. What should Tennessee fans be looking forward to in terms of hosting some recruits for the 12th and the 19th, Florida and Alabama?
Yeah, I think it has a potential to stack up to be some of the best recruiting weekends for game day visits that we've seen at Tennessee in some time. Felt like we were saying that this time last year. Felt like we were saying this in 2022 at different times when they had a loaded visitors list. But from top to bottom, for really dating back to July, this has been the talking point, right? Like, these two games have been the talking point. And then you knew you were going to get recruits to town for those types of games, just naturally. But if Tennessee handled their business, they still got to go take care of Arkansas. But if Tennessee handled their business, those games, from a recruiting standpoint, were going to have a different feel to them. And man, so far they do. I mean, they're going to get numerous top targets back to town for those games. And really have a chance to start building this 2026 class in the direction that it can go. And you're going to have numerous commitments back. You're going to have George McIntyre back in town, David Sanders back in town, most likely both weekends. Travis Smith expected back in town for both of those weekends. Charles House coming over for both of those weekends. Tennessee going to try to get Marion Dye back down here for at least one of those weekends. This, you're going to have a host of commitments that bought into Tennessee, that love the vision, love the direction that it's heading, and you're going to have them selling 2026s that they know well and that they're comfortable with. And then those 2026 groups, you're going to have Faison Brandon here, who's your headliner of that class, Eric, but you're going to have Savion Hyder, you know, the running back target, the guy that Tennessee wants that they think can add a truly another dynamic to this offense and what they have. You're going to have Travis Johnson in town, really highly rated four-star receiver out of Virginia. You're going to have Deion Thomas in town, Travis Smith's teammate at Westlake, a big physical body wide receiver that Tennessee really covets. You're going to have Brody Keefe in town. You're going to have Aaron Gregory in town. That's two more four-star wide receivers that Tennessee's done a really nice job with. You're going to have nearby local standout Tyreek King in town at the wide receiver spot. A guy that Tennessee's continued to do a really good job with, and they're not recruiting him like he's just down the road at Catholic. They're recruiting him like he is a top priority for the program because he is. You're along the offensive line, you're going to have Darius Gray. You're going to have Brett Colajay. You're going to have Leo Delaney. You're kind of headlining those groups throughout those weekends. So that those are three big-time offensive linemen, three big-time targets that Tennessee's been on for a while. And you're going to have other guys, a Brandon Anderson from North Cobb, a guy that, you know, many people aren't really talking about, but that blew up ahead of his junior season. He's going to be ranked very high as new rankings come out for that 2026 cycle, in my opinion. A guy that is a really solid tackle body. So offensively, a lot of firepower. Defensively, not a lot different. Rodney Dunham expected in town. Samari Matthews expected in town. Elbert Hill, the number one cornerback in the country. The Vols have a little bit of work to do there with the 2026 standout, but he's expected in town later in the month, maybe not, or, you know, during that month stretch, maybe not for Alabama or Florida. Most likely Kentucky is kind of where he's leaning to because of his high school schedule. But you know, you're going to have a lot of fireworks in town during those weeks. And that's just talking 2026, you know, some early names to know. I mean, in the secondary, a guy like Jaire Edwards out of St. Francis Academy up in Maryland's one of the top safeties in the country. Tennessee's done a nice job of getting him down here a couple of times. He's expected back at some point during that month. There's just so many guys that are expected here at some point during this month stretch, and it's hard to go through and name all. Like, they just kind of keep coming to mind for me. Cam Brooks and Tristan Givens, two top 100 edges out of the state of Georgia. I mean, when you look at those two weekends on paper, it's going to be really impressive for Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, if you keep on talking, they're just going to continue to come to you. You said I can't name them all, but you named about 30 right there, Matt.
I'm going to run out of names here in a minute.
Matt Ray, always on top of things. Last thing here out the door, man, as we get ready for some big-time weeks upcoming for Tennessee in recruiting. You had a chance to catch up with a number of Tennessee targets, Tennessee commits, and kind of break down this 4-0 start, top five team in the country. You go over to VolQuest.com. You know, the leading quote here is from, you know, Faison Brandon, and then you go on down, George McIntyre, Rodney Dunham, who you just mentioned. You can read all these for yourself, but anything that stick out to you in terms of what anybody said about Tennessee in these conversations?
Yeah, I think one that you're on right there, Brody Keith, sticks out to me initially. As we've mentioned on here before, feel like Tennessee's in a good spot for Brody Keith and have been in a good spot for him for a while. But I think when you look at that start, you know, what Tennessee's done through 4 weeks, I think that's something that sticks with guys. And Brody Keith was very open about it. It's something that's impressed him and something that will factor in to his upcoming decision, you know, whenever that might be. But a guy that has Ohio State, has North Carolina, has Tennessee, has all these schools in his ear, you know, that are recruiting him heavily. But this start for Tennessee and kind of how they've done it, obviously having a chance. He was at that NC State game in Charlotte, so for him to have a chance to see that in person and then continue to follow the Vols, and, you know, they get a primetime slot against Oklahoma, so they have a chance to kind of showcase it in front of the country again. I think his comments stood out to me. And then I think, you know, just in general, a lot of the comments for what, you know, Rodney Dunham said about the culture and that Tennessee's here to stay, you know, and then a lot of guys – offensively and defensively, just kind of talked about how whole the defense was. Yes, the front seven is wreaking havoc, but the secondary's been really good. A lot of notice for Jermaud McCoy. You know, Shady Hayward mentioned Jermaud McCoy. A few other people in there mentioned Jermaud McCoy. You know, so I think overall that, you know, this – what Tennessee has done through four games has gone as well as you can expect. Now, you're here hitting the meat of that schedule, and you're having these guys come back to campus over the next month. You've impressed them. You have a huge chance to build on it. And I think for Tennessee, these next couple of weeks, take care of business at Arkansas. And then from there, you have a chance to get back inside of Neyland Stadium to what should be two rowdy environments. We saw what kind of impact that had with the Alabama game, how that lingered over for guys in that next class, guys like Mike Matthews, guys like Boo Carter, how that kind of set the stage and led the way for Tennessee in their recruitment in some ways. You have a chance to do that again here over the next couple of weeks.
That is Matt Ray. I am Eric Kane. We call this Trail Tidbits every single week right here on VolQuest.com. Talk a little recruiting in audio and video form. Tennessee, of course, bye week this week, but as Matt just painted so beautifully. It's about to get heated up and in a big way once you get back from Arkansas. And, you know, these big time games with Tennessee, high stakes, you know, all goes according to plan. Tennessee will be undefeated coming back for Florida. Tennessee could be undefeated going up and gets Alabama. Those games at Neyland Stadium, college football playoff implications, and of course, big time for recruiting for the foreseeable future. Check out all of our recruiting work over at VolQuest.com and see the latest that Matt Ray and Austin Price can bring you. Again, that's on the General's Quarters and over there at VolQuest.com. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, everybody. This has been Trail Tidbits.